The new network is called CANES, short for Consolidated Afloat Networks and Enterprise Services. It's been in a development phase for several years and has already been installed on 9 ships in the program's limited development phase. But Wednesday's award will let the Navy start new installations in 5 separate locations. While the program was still under development, Navy officials frequently touted CANES' reliance on commercial off-the-shelf hardware, open systems architecture, and a philosophy of constant competition, and pointed to those factors as reasons that the system's costs were only about half as much as they had originally projected. Rear Admiral Chris Becker is the Navy's Program Executive Officer for Command, Control, Computers, Communications, and Intelligence.
The program consolidates and upgrades infrastructure required for 5 legacy networks from the cybersecurity, command and control, communications, intelligence, and logistics domains. Improves our operational readiness, also at the same time providing better quality of life for our deployed sailors. It's an adaptable IT platform that can meet rapidly changing warfighting requirements as well as cyber threats. The legacy afloat networks that CANES replaces, well, some of them were designed as far back as 1999, and I know that's hard for some of us to think back that far, but these designs are end of life, meaning that the individual components of some of these systems themselves are no longer being developed, produced, or may not even be available from their respective manufacturers.
Competition for delivery orders under the new contract will start immediately. The 5 firms who won places on the 8-year indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract will have the automatic right to install the system on 1 ship each, but after that they'll have to compete for the right to get individual delivery orders to install CANES on each Navy ship. In the end, the Navy expects to install the new network on 180 surface ships, submarines, and shoreside operation centers between now and 2022. The program's main objective is to begin replacing a hodgepodge of IT in which very few of the Navy shipboard networks are designed in the same way. Officials have previously estimated that there are more than 630 separate technology baselines in the Navy's tactical networks as of today. Under CANES, they will all be replaced with one identical architecture. Eventually, that architecture will lean heavily on cloud computing technologies, which might seem like an oxymoron in an environment where there's not much bandwidth available to the outside world. Again, Admiral Chris Becker.
So you can scale cloud technologies to that unit level. And so we're assessing right now the best way to implement the advantages, take advantage of those advantages that cloud technologies bring through a work we're conducting with the Office of Naval Research and understanding how best to implement cloud technologies within the operational structures and constraints of life at sea. But as you know, we're not sailing around trailing a piece of fiber through the sea, so we do have those bandwidth constraints. But we believe we can implement the advantages of cloud technology at a unit level as we look forward towards first starting with the large decks and then throughout the rest of our network. So it's a story yet to be written. But there is a definite advantage there for us in the future.
The 5 winners of Wednesday's contract are BAE Systems, General Dynamics, Global Technical Systems, Northrop Grumman, and Serco. The Navy says the contract calls for a minimum of 34% of their work to be contracted to small businesses, but it's not yet clear how much weight the Navy will place on small business utilization or any other factors when it issues delivery orders for individual jobs under CANES over the next 8 years. As part of the deal's complicated structure, each of the 5 vendors are being given both a firm fixed price contract and a cost-plus incentive fee award. But Becker says most of the contract's overall value will be subject to delivery order competitions that are still to come.
The majority of this, of the value of this contract, is in that fixed price award. The very small portion that is a cost plus is related to some of the potential for some services, technical assessments, as we execute the updated designs. So the vast majority is the production orders or production units on a fixed price award. As we make those selections for those delivery orders, we have open to us options about the best way for us to pursue each of those orders, which would include LPTA as an option.
For Northrop Grumman, the award is a continuation of the work it's been doing on CANES for the Navy. That firm won the initial award to design the original system's architecture, but that development contract also stipulated that the Navy would own the data rights to CANES, so the government will be able to continuously plug new technologies into the design and compete the work of performing installations and conducting technology refresh among several vendors.
CANES will continue to evolve, deploying software and hardware to meet mission readiness requirements for automated patching up to and including new hardware designs that will be produced under this build-to-print contract structure. CANES also allows us to deliver greater standardization of our networks and reducing variation, both from ship to ship as well as scalable across ship classes, and increases our interoperability, again, helping us reduce our systemic costs for everything from supply chain as well as training on a standardized network rather than multiple variations of multiple networks.
CANES is still technically in a limited deployment phase until the system finishes undergoing initial operational test and evaluation. That process started on August 11th aboard the destroyer USS Higgins. The Navy expects that IOT&E process to be wrapped up and a final full deployment decision made by the third quarter of 2015. So far, the system has been installed aboard 9 destroyers in the early stages of the program, and work has already started on 8 more destroyers, also 3 carriers, 1 amphibious assault ship, 1 landing dock ship, and 1 cruiser. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.